Recorded live from Barley in Chinatown, Philadelphia, you're listening to Bo Knows and Angry Ed. And now for your hosts, Bo and Angry Ed.
Okay, welcome to another episode of Bo Knows and Angry Ed.
Week four.
Ed Blows, Smarty Jones.
Don't get me started.
So where
did
do
you,
we...
Did you drive here?
Let me tell you something. I had a rough night last night. We can't even start with the Jameson today. I got my soda, but I'm sure Mikey's sending you guys a round of Jamesons. You guys might as well toast that.
All right, so I'll be the smart guy tonight.
Well, let's get to this game. Wow, that was an ugly game.
It was entertaining. Do you think Minnesota's good? I think they're pretty good.
They're good enough for you to not look ahead.
They got two really good receivers. They have a really good running back. Their quarterback, he's got a 6-3 record against the Eagles lifetime.
Yes.
He gives us a problem.
He's
competent.
He's a serviceable quarterback.
He's competent.
There's nothing great about Cousins, but he's not a disaster. Like Zach Brown brought him up.
I think Minnesota
By the way, it's Monday night. We're in the end of the first quarter of this football game, and Zach Brown has been cut. The same guy that told us that Kirk Cousins is the weak link to the Minnesota team.
Do you think that's to free up a roster spot for something to happen?
Well, we would like to think so. We hope so.
Okay.
But other than that, I don't know. Did he get cut because of his comments, or did he get cut because he wasn't very good?
And they need a spot because they're going to bring back Jalen Mills.
So yeah, but they also cut the cornerback today.
Who'd they cut?
They cut Lewis today, I believe.
Ryan Lewis.
Anyway, let's get to the game.
Yeah.
And again, we start the game out. They dig themselves a hole right away.
It was three running plays on the first drive. Three and out after Minnesota scored. And we've been begging for the Eagles to run. And they did. They ran it three times.
Who's we?
Well, me.
Okay.
That's we. Me. They've been begging. I have been begging for them to run the football. They didn't do it effectively in the first series. So they had to punt. I thought they should have took the ball on Sunday when they won the toss.
Again, it was a busy Sunday, so I was busy running around and lots of Jameson. And unfortunately, I'll tell you, with a lot of these games, I missed some of it, so I have to go back and watch it a little bit. But, man, they didn't look very good.
No, they didn't. When I saw that they did not take the ball, like, ordinarily you defer. And I like them when they defer at the link, because what happens at the link is people go down at the end of the half to get beers and go to the bathroom or whatnot. So then if the defense or the other team has the ball and the defense is on the field, barely any of those people make it back to the stands. So you don't get that cheering and all that. But they should have took the ball on Sunday because I thought that they should have. I thought they should have set a bar with our offense, and we did not. We gave them the football. They drove it down the field. They used a lot of time, and they scored a touchdown.
It seems like in this day and age, where does it say? It seems like it's becoming gospel. Where does it say that when you win the toss, you automatically defer?
If you're home. I think if you're home, you do that. I think if you're on the road, you take the ball.
It seems like with Doug, it's just an automatic defer every time. There isn't even a thought process that goes into it. Hey, we're on the road. Maybe we need to take the ball and score first and set momentum. But instead, it seems like, all right, we won the toss, let's defer.
And it was an indoor stadium, so it's not like you're playing wind.
I think Coach Peterson has done, listen, he's got folk hero status, obviously, after the Super Bowl. But that fake field goal before halftime, that was asinine. That was just stupid. If you want to keep the offense on the field, fine, keep the offense on the field. Why would you put Elliott in that position? And even if that pass was complete, there was less than 20 seconds left. If the guy gets tackled in the field play, is there enough time to get up? First of all, you have to get a first down, which I'm not even sure they were near the marker, but it wasn't a sure thing. So it was still you giving up 3 points going to halftime. If you were running a trick play, but at least get an end zone. It was just weird. You know, and like I said, I'm a big fan of Doug Peterson's, But he seems like we all have that buddy, right? We all have that friend that's, he has to be the smartest dude in the room. And that was one of those plays that seems like, dude, I'm smarter than you. I know better than you. This is how I'm going to do it. To me, is Doug going to get mad at everybody? It didn't seem like today anybody really pressed him on it.
They did ask him about it.
They asked him about it.
And they asked him about it. And if they had completed the pass and he stayed in bounds.
It's an Andy Reid play.
Who was the guy to come up to the line of scrimmage, line him up, and spike it?
That's correct.
For one more play, which would have been
3 points.
A shorter field goal.
Right. So to me, again, that seems like a really, really Andy play.
It seemed like, to me, when I watched it, I was laughing and I thought it was funny because they were getting the ball at the beginning of the second half anyway. I think that had something to do with it. But when I saw it happen, I thought it was one of those plays where they've been practicing and he's like, damn it, we got to use it. And it just seemed like, let's do it now. It just seemed like a let's do it now moment.
But that play had to be a touchdown. It couldn't be. It can't be a play that, listen, it was 39-yard field goal. How much shorter were you trying to get it to? I don't know what that play, what that purpose was. You know, again, it made me felt like I'm smarter than you. Right?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he comes off like that. I disagree with that.
To me, that seemed like because...
No, I thought there was something that they practiced, and I want to use it. And if it works, I look like a super genius. And if it doesn't...
Did you just get my point?
No, not smarter than you. It's not a smarter than you thing. It's like, do it, and it works, and here I am. It's not the Philly, but it's something else.
Right.
It's the Minnesota Fat Special or something.
Listen, this is not 2017-18. This team's got flaws, and they got a lot of flaws.
Well, they
got
to be tight. They have to be tight with everything they do. They don't have a lot of wiggle room.
Right? Is anybody not acknowledging the fact, and we talked about this before, Jason Peters old. And we raved about this kid, this rookie Andre Dillard, that was going to be, listen, that kid got his lunch handed
On one of the very first plays he was in, he was put on his ass.
Exactly. He's light in the butt.
He doesn't anchor.
He's light in the butt. He can't anchor. They ran over him. He looked like a rookie.
And that's a good football player he was playing against. In his defense, 97 is part of the reason why 71 went off the field. Because 97, Everson, what's his name? The cat from Minnesota. He's a pro bowl player. The guy's not a ham and egger.
If there was one good thing that came out of Sunday.
We're 3-3. And Dallas lost.
The Cowboys lost.
Okay.
Right?
J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets.
Right.
I was singing that all alone in my apartment.
The boy with mono came back and beat him.
Yo. Spin the bottles. Spin the bottles 4 years from now when he goes to play the Eagles. Tell him to play spin the bottle again.
I think he can only get mono once. But they'll probably have a different quarterback by then. Anyway.
Try anyway. All right. So let's talk about the obvious. The obvious flaw on the Eagles is left cornerback. And he's probably a nice kid. It looks like a very nice young man.
Peterson called him out a little bit this week.
He can't play. Listen, Cindy Jones, 22, can't play.
Peterson called him out a little bit. I mean, if that's about as far as a coach is going to call out a player, he basically called him soft. He called him soft. He said he has to get himself right.
I think he feels as though he's overmatched, but he can't play. He's not NFL quality at cornerback.
So we talked about it. Should we say it now?
It's a bust.
It's a bust?
It's a bust.
So
bang, that's it. It's over with. Get him gone.
Genius Howie.
Go.
Genius
out.
Howie.
Out. He's gone.
It's human.
Send him to Miami Dolphins or whatever you got to say. Get him out of here.
So Howie Roseman is human after all. He's not this super genius that we keep making him out to be.
Stacking an injured kid, you know, on IR for the first, whatever he did, he drafted him, what?
Second round. Early second round. Pretty early second round.
And people are going to get, so let's go to the other corner, and everybody's going to get on Rasul Douglas. He didn't have his best game. But I'm telling you, Rodney McLeod wasn't on ball either because there was a couple plays there. He had no safety help.
Listen, the boy was beat.
He had no safety help on a post pattern.
A couple
every
steps.
Other play, almost every other time, I'm watching a game right now, when you have a post pattern, the safety will cover for your corner. And he bit on a play action, And when he came upfield and then he started to move towards the right sideline, that cat was gone. Rasul Douglas was chasing a guy. He probably had sideline technique.
And he got bit. He got burnt twice.
Everybody gets burnt in the NFL. But that touchdown to Diggs running in the middle of the field, when you run into the middle of the field, there's safety responsibility. And he had no backup with his safety on that play. And you saw them arguing on the sideline afterward. And I think Rodney McLeod's very responsible for that. We like him. He's a good player. He's a good dude. Does a lot in the community. He makes mistakes. I thought that was his mistake. Not Rasul.
Rasul's got it.
Not the problem on this team.
I'm not saying he's the problem, but he was a problem yesterday. The whole team was a problem yesterday.
Well, you gave up 38 points. So that's, you give up 38 points in the NFL, you probably win one out of 100 times, right? And I think that the guy who played the hardest yesterday was the quarterback. I think Carson Wentz played his ass off yesterday.
I've never seen Carson react it.
He was pissed off at
times. Did you see him yesterday? He went to the sideline. Remember they had a third and two or whatever it was, and there was a delay of game? And very uncharacteristically, he came to the sideline. He slammed his helmet because he got sacked on the next play. He slammed his helmet. He was visibly frustrated. Now, I don't know if that had anything to do, how much that had to do with it, but there was an avalanche after that. It's strange, right? How do you deal with a situation like that? When Tom Brady does it, we go, ooh, you know what I mean? He's fiery. He's tough, right? I'm curious if you had a hidden mic in that locker room and goes, how did his teammates take that when he visibly, go ahead, guys. Take your Jameson shot. Do as you will. And here's my soda, too.
Bo's getting... Oh, that's here Jameson. You're doing a Jameson and Coke. Makes you smarter.
Didn't work today.
Well, you're so smart. I mean, how much smarter do you really want to get,
Did you
get,
just
Bo?
See that drop?
You know. Bo knows, and I don't, apparently.
Well, you blow. We don't know. You,
I don't blow. I'm just angry.
You're angry?
You're starting to piss me off.
You blow up. See? You're getting ready to blow
up.
Yeah,
you're starting to get me upset now. Stop that. But in any event, all right, so let's get back to the Eagles and the good things. Let's think about the good things.
The Everything's good thing is
happy.
They
play. We got a good kicker. He's not missing anything. That's good.
The good thing is there's another
he's
game.
He's not a quarterback.
There's another
but he's
game
a kicker.
This Sunday. That's
there's another
thing.
Game this Sunday. And
it's a big one.
It's a big one. I thought guys who played well for the Eagles on Sunday, I thought, although he doesn't know how to line up on a blitz, I thought Nate Gerry stuck his head in there a little bit when Bradham came out. I know people don't really think much about Nate Gerry, but Nate Gerry played his ass off. Brandon Graham played his ass off.
You know who played well yesterday?
For the Eagles?
Number 26 looked good. The running back.
Well, he made a bad decision coming out of the end zone with that kick return.
But I'm telling you, this kid has something about him. He reminds me a lot.
Not Westbrook.
25.
See, I know you say that. I don't know.
He reminds me of Shady.
I need a little bit more of a sample size for
but
that.
I
don't dislike him. And I see where you're going.
I thought he played well.
But I think he goes sideways, and I think he is also...
Yeah, he goes sideways a little
and
too
much. And he's also kind of light in the ass in that when they grab him, he doesn't seem to break out. Jordan Howard, when they grab him, he seems to push forward, gets a couple yards going forward. When they grab Sanders... He seems to go sideways, if not backwards, at times. So I really don't like him as a between-the-tackles runner. I don't see that as his future. To be honest with you, I see that cat putting on a lower number and playing receiver.
No. Absolutely not.
Why not?
Absolutely not.
He catches the ball downfield. Every time I see him making a play, he's catching the ball 30 yards downfield.
No, he's not.
That's called a receiver.
He's not going to be a receiver. Right?
Well, he's not going to be an in between the tackles running back.
He's a rookie.
I bet you he has a better chance at being a receiver than he does an in between the tackles running back.
I think you're just
back.
Trying to say shit now.
That's not true.
I mean, isn't that what they said about Christian McCaffrey or someone like Shady McCoy?
McCaffrey was the ninth player taken in the draft. Sanders was... A beginning of
but
what?
You know,
an end of the second round draft pick from Penn State.
If you notice, I'm answering to get this done with this Eagle thing. It's amazing, right? As grown men, this is a game, and we're as fans, it ruins my day, dude. It ruins, you know what I mean? When they lose, my day suck a little bit more. It does. I don't really want to talk about them. I'm glad, in a way, Zach Brown got cut because he's a big mouth. I mean, I don't want anybody to lose their job, but...
Well, that's what Jameson's for, you know. When you have a bad day...
Well, that's what happened yesterday. Was I had too many Jameson.
Well, yeah. It was a really bad day, apparently.
Yeah, it was really good, but it was a very rough night.
It was up and down.
It was a rough night. It was a good, fun day. You know, I had my brother in, right? We had a large group of friends in. We had a lot of fun with the game.
I saw you had a Wentz jersey on. Where'd you get that?
Somebody gave me that as a gift.
I stopped in yesterday. I saw you. You ran away from me. Oh, you didn't want to talk about the game with me.
No, at all. Not at all. No,
you ran away.
I mean, you know, I think I brought this up before, right? And we always said of all the unimportant shit in life, I guess for some reason the Eagles winning a game, right? A football game.
Makes us happier.
It alters our mood.
Yeah. Go down to Target, they overcharge you for something at the counter. Ah, who cares?
Well, I do.
If they lose.
Oh, I do.
They lose, I'm taking it back. Saving my receipt.
But anyway, is there anything else besides a complete disaster?
It wasn't a complete disaster. I think Minnesota's a pretty good team.
I thought,
we'll see them in January, hopefully. And
by
we'll
the way, I thought they were
going to
lose. But anyway, when I look at the schedule, I thought that was a loss.
And also, looking ahead, they're looking ahead to Dallas on Sunday night. God forbid, I hope they win that game. That will be unbearable if they don't. And then they have the Bills in Buffalo. I think there's going to be a good chance they'll be 4-4.
I'm curious to see. I mean, we're going to get into it a little near the end of it, but I'm curious to see what the line is.
Right now it's at Cowboys -3.
That's a pick 'em,
right? I guess it's about right.
It's scary, though. That means Vegas thinks they're going to lose.
No, Vegas thinks the Eagles are going to win.
It's about right. Because yesterday, I don't know if you guys, before the game started, right? And I said, I don't like this. You know, I was talking to friends, and they're like, you know, that line has climbed to 3.5. It's 3.5. Minnesota's is on the minus of heavier juice.
And smart money was coming in late on Minnesota.
Yeah, it was all, you know, it was Minnesota. And like I said, man, if I knew how these things really work, I wouldn't be working. But with that being said, though, I told you guys when we play in Green Bay, much like tonight's game, I think that line was short.
I did, too.
Right? One last before we move on from the Eagles. Anyway, how much of an effect does DeSean Jackson's injury have to do with what's going on here?
Yeah, I'm in agreement.
Is DeSean that big of a deal?
And, it is.
And does anybody really know what's going on with DeSean?
Well, apparently he has, what, they say he has a...
It's a hernia.
He has a hernia. And for a little skinny, fast guy...
That's a problem.
That has to accelerate...
That's a problem.
Sounds like a pain in the balls to me.
That's a problem.
Right?
So
I think that DeSean's track record over the past 3 or 4 or 5 years, he's always missed some games, right?
But
he's been missing some games. And I still like it that we have him on our team. But to expect him to be ready for 14 out of 16 games or what have you, that wasn't realistic. I think he was going to get banged up. He's a little skinny guy. God forbid if he can't play in the slot.
Is he coming out? Is he coming back?
Wait.
Because
they were coming out on 13th Street. No,
yeah, but
what's he doing?
Is he coming back, though? There's a lot of vague answers. You know what I mean? First, it was supposed to be 2 weeks. It's been 5 weeks now. DeSean playing game one.
Well, I mean, there has to be a question of communication. The medical staff, the guy who's injured is the most important person relaying the information at that point. Pain threshold, extent of injury. A physician can only examine you so much before he just says, tell me, right? Could it be that he's not telling the physicians exactly how bad it is and they're not relaying it to the coaches, or do they know that? I don't know. But he needs to play, and if he can't play, we need to replace him. And whether that's with trade or bring up Greg Ward from the practice squad, you need another fast guy out there. We don't have a fast guy. You got Mac Hollins, who has played 144 snaps on offense, and guess how many catches that sucker has? One. He's got one completed pass in 144 plays. That is one more than me.
Listen,
and
Mac,
I think that I might have blocked somebody in the interim.
Mac Hollins is a special teams guy. If we're talking about Mac Hollins as a receiver,
but
we're
he's
in trouble
starting. He's starting on the edge.
And you know whose problem that is? Aguilar stinks.
Well, Aguilar's a slot.
Aguilar stinks.
Aguilar's getting slot. He's a slot guy. And Arcega Whiteside can't play.
If we're
going to
start blaming Mac Hollis.
We thought we had all these receivers in training camp. We got Greg Ward. We got this guy. Who are we going to cut? Now we got Alshon. God forbid. I love Alshon. He catches the ball. He runs in sand on the beach. He cannot move. You see him run? He gets the ball. We're running bubble screens to Alshon Jeffrey. We're thinking that the best way to get yardage is for him to fall forward because he ain't running past nobody. I love Alshon. And it's not his fault they're calling him that with that play. But why don't you call that for Aguilar? He's the jitterbug that should supposedly get loose.
He can't catch.
Well, I don't like the bubble screen anyway, but
he can't catch the
damn ball. Apparently
there's
something wrong with him. Something's going on. So let's go around the league. What do we got around the league, Bo? Give me your thoughts. How'd you do in fantasy? Nobody wants to hear what you did in fantasy because Philip Rivers, not David Rivers, Philip Rivers sucked again yesterday. So how you doing with that?
I won.
Holy shit, despite him?
No. There is something I do want to bring up in fantasy, though. I'm in this league, right? Maybe I'm the dummy here, but there's all these rules that I didn't even realize existed, right? So apparently we use NFL.com, right, as our league for the fantasy league, and they had a glitch. And also Thursday night was the night market here, so it was a little crazy, and we were out, again, drinking Jameson again. And when the game started, one of the games had Tom Brady was in the lineup. And then strangely enough, somewhere in the middle of the second quarter, Tom Brady was out of the lineup with negative points. He threw an interception, right? He had negative points. And somehow Tom Brady was out of the lineup. And we're sitting there going, that's strange. Why is Tom Brady not there? Now all of a sudden Matt Ryan's in the starting lineup. It seemed awfully fishy.
Now, you're talking about your team?
No, I'm talking about this is an incident we had in the league because I believe NFL.com had a glitch where he switched out his quarterback, right, about half an hour before the game started. But it was still showing that he was in the starting lineup. But it was not until the second quarter. But if you're the guy, think about it. If you're the guy playing against that, you're sitting there going, this smells, man. Somebody cheated.
It's another reason why not to play fantasy football for a lot of money.
Long story short, I wasn't the one that found it. But, you know, Cameron, one of our friends, went in and dug through the timestamp. Sure enough, Tom Brady was pulled from the lineup at 7:37. But the game didn't start to 8 o'clock, 8:15, 8:30, whatever it is, right? But it made for uncomfortable because we're a group of friends and there was accusations of cheating, right? And it happens that the guy that was switching out Tom Brady happens to be the commissioner of the league.
Mr. NFL?
No, it was the commissioner of the league. So if anybody had the ability to go in, right? So what do you think the other guy was thinking? Yo, this is shady. Right?
Something's up in Chinatown.
Either way, it wasn't a good look, right? But I'm glad we got it cleared up. Then on Friday afternoon, I made a trade. So you would think that if you're trading a guy Friday afternoon or Friday night, you would have him to play Sunday, right? Nope. I'm still waiting for this trade to go through.
Another reason why not to play fantasy football.
Ed.
Knock that stuff off.
No, you shouldn't have a partner when you play fantasy football.
That's true.
Apparently, you have a partner.
Yeah, but we're okay. We're
you
on good
guys
terms.
Okay now?
Yeah, we're good.
The good doctor's not getting on your nerves anymore?
No, he's not. All right. We're okay.
So it's the first time you haven't come in here and goes, oh my God,
no.
How's he starting that guy?
No, we're okay.
All right.
We've come to a mutual agreement that we both don't know what the hell we're doing. So if you do something, that's okay.
So who controls your league?
We both do.
So you just go in there. I'm going to take him out of starting lineup because I don't want that guy.
And you let the other cat know, hey, look, this is what I think. And it's always, yeah, go ahead, do it. Whatever. Hey, it's not like your league. It's a different league.
Right.
So, but around the league. So let's go around the league.
J-E-T-S.
J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets. Sam Darnold makes a difference.
I've been telling you that. I said, wait until the boy comes back.
Yeah, they look good. And how about the Steelers? Devlin
before we
Hodges?
Go to Steelers,
all right.
I don't know if they look good or the Cowboys look bad.
So let me ask you this. Would you trade the Eagles defense today for the Jets defense?
Oh, absolutely.
There we go. We got a football team. The Jets defense, they have a coach with a stick up his ass, And they got some football players who want to tackle and hurt people. That's a football team right there.
You just told me this is the guy that you didn't want in the league last week. And now you all of a sudden, Williams.
Well, no, I don't want him in the league.
But
if he's on my team, I change my mind.
But he gets his players all fired up.
They play hard.
That's what his job is.
Okay. All right. So the Eagles offense, the Jets defense.
Obviously, listen, the Eagles offense is not very good either right
now. No, the Eagles offense could be good.
It could be, but it's not very good right now. I'm not telling you. Listen, this is your typical over-the-top fan that I am, right?
The Eagles are going
to
be
bitching and crying, like most fans, right? The world is getting ready to end because the Eagles just lost. We got blown out, right? The reality is not as bad as
this is the formula. Beat the Cowboys twice, finish 10-6.
Life is good.
You're in the playoffs.
That's all you got to do. If you beat the Cowboys twice, you're good.
You're in the playoffs.
Right? So you want to talk about your Steelers?
Well, no, they're not my Steelers.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just saying that kid Devlin Hodges.
Who the hell?
He won a game on the road against the Chargers
in
that soccer
stadium. Is that Merrill Hodges' kid or something?
I have no idea.
It's
but he's okay. I saw him throw a few balls before I fell asleep, and he looked pretty good.
With that being said, no, the Steelers are not.
No?
No.
Well, they're 2-4. Do you think Baltimore's the team?
No. I think that quarterback, I love him, he's going to get killed.
Who? Lamar Jackson.
Gonna get killed.
Well, before he gets killed, do you think they have a chance?
I love him, but he gives that offense, he opens everything up.
Do you like him better than Baker Mayfield?
Oh, I hate Baker Mayfield. Okay. You know that. Right. I think Baker Mayfield is the biggest bonehead.
How about Deshaun Watson? He's probably one of the better quarterbacks in
the absolutely.
NFL. That kid won that game.
Can we talk about
yesterday.
Baker Mayfield for a second? That's stupid. He's a moron. I'm not going to get into, but you know where I'm almost getting ready to go into it. And we promised that we wouldn't talk about certain subjects. We wouldn't go into. But
all right.
Baker Mayfield is a moron.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Yeah, he should be one of the stooges is what he should be. But, you know, on the flip side of that, shame on Sherman, the cornerback in San Fran. He made up this whole story about Mayfield snubbing him with a handshake.
Oh.
And then it comes out that video shows that it never happened.
What do you do that for? What's up with
because
that?
Because Mayfield is a moron. And this league,
no, but who
I
made
think,
the story up? Did Richard Sherman
Richard
say
Sherman,
that,
yeah.
Did
and
he make,
apologize? Yeah, he made it up.
Well, so what's there, like some underlying, like...
They don't like Baker Mayfield. The reality is...
Well, they got to live with that.
They can't say... If you can hear between the line when they interviewed Joey Bosa, right? Or Joey, or the other Bosa, the Bosa.
Nick Bosa. Yeah.
The league seems to be saying, listen, we're going to hurt this guy if we get a chance to hurt him. That's what it sounds like
then
to
what
me.
What happens to Progressive Insurance?
Well, that boy,
they got those commercials.
That boy better go
That's
buy
his house.
Let me tell you something. Mayfield better go buy a lot of insurance because, you know what I mean?
I think he's dating Flo.
Hold on.
He can't be that weird.
Why do people dislike Baker Mayfield besides maybe Browns fans that were discontent? Why do players around the league hate him?
He runs his mouth constantly. You got to win something. Let me tell you something, and
see,
I'm going to bring this
Manziel
up. Johnny
Manziel run his mouth, but he did enough drugs to get thrown out of the league on his own.
Don't answer this, but I'm saying if Baker Mayfield was black, this would be a totally different story. He's got every goddamn commercial because he's running his mouth and he looks really cool and people think he's cool. He's a moron. He's got every million commercials out there because he's Baker Mayfield. He's an immature moron. And let me tell you something. It's just a matter of time before he's got Jarvis and he's got Odell, brother. That's going to blow up. You can see Odell already getting ready to blow up. And Baker Mayfield, it's a shame.
But the good thing about it is anything blows up in Cleveland, nobody knows about it for 3 weeks.
But with that being said, though, it's a shame because let me tell you something.
Unfortunately, a nuclear bomb could be exploding in Cleveland, and we would not know about it until, like, the next day.
Until you find, unless the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, right? It's blown up. But anyway, Nick Chubb is the best player on that team by far. If you watch Cleveland, right, if the offense goes through Nick Chubb, they look good.
Myles Garrett's not a bad football player.
No, they have some good players. But the reality is, they're trying to force feed this kid Mayfield so much. He's not it. I'm not telling you he's horrible. I'm just telling you that coach is a moron
too.
Well,
because
as a parent, right? As a head coach of anything, right? As a boss, right? Your job is to be the adult. Your job is to be the disciplinarian when needed to be. He comes out anything. You know what I mean? I get it. There are times, same thing with our kids, right? As parents, you love them to death, right? As a boss with my employees, right? I love my employees, but there are times you have to sit them down and go, this is not it.
That coach is out of his league.
Listen, he's
He was a good interim coach.
No, he was Baker Mayfield's babysitter.
Well,
and they gave him the goddamn job because he was Mayfield's babysitter.
Okay.
He's out of his mind.
Enough about Cleveland. Right? If the Erie Canal wasn't connected, we wouldn't even know it was there.
Ooh.
Okay. So now where else do we go in the NFL? Is anything, are the 49ers
for
real?
By the way, does anybody, and I know what the NFL is trying to do. They're trying to make this game an international game. Does anybody give a shit about a 9:30 game in the morning? We don't live in the West Coast, so I guess we don't get that.
Well, the West Coast would be 6:30
in the morning. Who the hell?
They're probably wrapping around.
Who is watching?
They ain't even going to sleep to watch that.
Who is watching Tampa Bay
play at
9:30?
I mean, I'd watch it at 9:30, but I couldn't get it because I don't have NFL Network.
That was, listen.
Plus, it's Tampa Bay and Carolina.
You ever watch these games? You got a bunch of fans going, ole, 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 ole.
Right. And
they're doing soccer chants.
Every team is represented. Every team is represented by jersey in the stands.
A lot of Tom Brady
jerseys. It's not a bipolar situation. That's the best thing.
Yes.
One of the better things about American sports and sports in general, it's usually bipolar. It's like I like this team or I like that team. And you get together and
it's a very let me tell you.
But that's like going to a NASCAR race,
right, but
without
you have
crashes.
One of these, if you have,
because everybody's
of these,
got a favorite driver, and if ain't nobody crashing, ain't nobody cares.
No, unless there's one of these well-traveled teams like the Eagles, you get a really strange fan base.
I think the Jaguars are starting to build up a little bit of a fan base in London because they play every single year.
I don't give a shit. The Jaguars don't have anything.
So true. I think they're going to give up on them already.
Outside of them hopefully shipping Ramsey here, can you name me anybody else besides Minshew? What fan base?
Coughlin.
Let me tell you something. I went to a Jaguars game.
Doug Marrone.
Right?
You went to a Jaguars game? How much that cost you to get in?
Years ago.
Did they give you money?
That's creepy stadium, dude.
Free tickets. Did that come with like a?
But at least
did that come with like a coupon for McDonald's?
At least
when
my brother lives in Miami, right? So when you at least go to a Miami game, three-quarters of the stadium is either the opposing team, but it's
right.
There's a lot of people there.
Right.
You go to Jacksonville, dude, you know
three-quarters of the stadium.
You ever notice?
Right. It's the almost, other quarter of the stadium's I'm looking there. Over their looking
it's,
over
no,
their
no,
shoulder
no.
for
it's
their
not
PO.
Accidentally, I think the NFL really doesn't give you too many shots of the stadium or the fan. Right? They kind of shoot the lower level where there is people because goddamn stadium is empty.
Yeah, but at least they fill the stadium over in, where'd they play, London?
That's the whole reason.
Did they play Wembley? Because
so
Tottenham Stadium, the Hotspurs, was the stadium last
They still play
at
Wembley,
week.
Don't they?
No, not every, no, they played in the,
That's how Tottenham, much I keep up with.
Tottenham Hotspurs place 2 weeks ago. Was yesterday in Wembley? I don't know.
I get it. I really do understand. The NFL is a money printing machine.
That's why they don't care about.
Yeah, they print money.
They don't care about the Chargers.
It's all about making money.
The Chargers playing in a high school.
Did you watch that game last night? It was all Steelers fans. That's disgraceful. Send them back to San Diego, man. At least they had some people that cheer for them. They're playing in this little soccer stadium. And 80% of it was Steelers fans.
Well, that's fine. Steelers fans travel well.
Then why would you let them? Why would you let them move without a spot?
I don't know. That's a mistake. You got a stadium down in San Diego. That's
right.
Just fine.
Why would you let the? Listen,
that's a great city. Why would you want to move out of San Diego? If you go to San Diego, why are you even leaving?
But
you don't sweat there.
Why would you allow? But why would the league allow that?
It's a tourist destination. It's like a tourist
game. Yeah, but
game.
At the same time, does anybody... I went to the Rams game a couple of years ago, the year we won when Carson got hurt, right? That fan base is a disgrace. Let me tell you something. Say what you will. People always dog us, Eagles fans. We care, right? There are a few idiots. Let's be honest. There are a few idiots, right, that have too much to drink and behave like jackasses. But for the most part, you have a fan base that really cares about this team. You go to L.A.? I don't know what that is, Ed. Their biggest thing is...
No, they're cheerleaders.
No,
their cheerleaders
no,
are big, smoking
You know
hot.
What their thing in L.A.
They
is?
Got the best cheerleaders in football.
Every 10 minutes or so, right, they'll bring a star out, right?
One of the cheerleaders.
No, a star, a movie star, right?
Well, that's good.
And the movie star, and whoever it is, right? This, they'll come onto the mic, and here's the whole thing. Whose house? Rams house. Whose house? It's the dumbest fucking thing. We're in a game, right? It was a close game between us and the Rams, and guess what? Everybody was leaving at halftime. And I'm sitting there going, Jesus, are you kidding me? And they were explaining to me that when the new stadium comes out, the seat license are going anywhere from 50 to 100,000. I don't know how true that was. I was sitting next to a guy that was telling me about it. Who the hell affords $100,000? We're not talking about buying tickets for the rest of your life or for this is the right.
Are you getting upset at that?
It's the dumbest thing.
Well, you're on the East Coast. They're on the West Coast. Let them live in their misery. Let them go. It don't matter to you, Holmes.
Yeah, it does.
You're staying here.
Yeah, Holmes, because if I want to go back to a Rams game again in the new stadium, you know how expensive those tickets are going to be?
Not when they suck. They'll be giving them away.
Ed, these people, there's a reason why the Rams haven't been in L.A. for years. Because, listen. Because
they don't care.
They're bougie people. It's like they go to Lakers game to do what? To be seen.
Cool.
It's not even a real. These people don't know anything about football.
I don't want to go to a game there. Listen, I can barely make it to the link, and I'm going to go to Los Angeles to go to a game.
Let me tell you, I sat next to this guy, right? I sat next to this guy. Seemed like a really nice guy. His whole spiel was about how good Zuerlein was. He was talking to me about his kicker for like 10 minutes. Do I want to hear about a kicker?
Why didn't you just tell him to shut the F up?
But he was so nice. He kept telling me, listen, it's really hot
today.
Dude,
kickers don't matter.
You better.
Except when they miss.
His thing was, it's so hot today, you better hydrate. You know, we're sitting on the side of the sun.
Was it Gabe Kapler you were sitting next to?
Anyway.
All right.
Are we done with Around the League?
Around the League, we're done with. All right, the Phillies fired Kapler. That's over with.
And did you hear the press conference?
That was terrible.
I didn't hear the whole press conference.
Oh, my goodness.
So I read clips of it.
It was just an excuse after an excuse. And then here's the thing. Here's the thing that gets me. So they say that the reason why Mickey Maniac and the draft picks that they've made in that draft, only three of those players taken in that draft are in the top 100 prospects in Major League Baseball. People, they didn't understand what he was saying. But basically what he said was, when we drafted Mickey Maniac, who was the top pick.
Moniac.
Well, I'd like to call him Mickey Maniac because I'd like to see that happen. But only two other players in that draft are within the top 100 prospects. But what he failed to mention is there's probably 5 or 10 of them that are already playing in Major League Baseball, right? So he didn't mention that. That would be my next question. Well, you know what? The only reason why there's only three is because
Ed,
5 or 10 of them are already in the league.
I can't believe you're actually talking about this. To me, it's after watching pieces of that press conference, and you know, for 2 years now, I'm not a Kapler fan. I actually felt bad for him.
Oh, my goodness.
They took the bus. They ran him over. They ran it back. They ran him over again. They went on, and they rambled. This ramp for an hour.
He'll get a job.
He will.
You know, you know where Gabe really belongs?
He's going to be the general manager of a GNC. That's right.
No, right. No, I'm...
Go ahead. I'm waiting for you to say
it. I was thinking about it, and I think that Gabe could be good on TV.
Yeah.
I think he could be a good analyst, on better than Alex Rodriguez.
People like A-Rod, though.
Oh, my God, he's horrible.
He's horrible. Watching
Jessica Mendoza's better than him, and she's not really that
watching
good.
Watching A-Rod either. Is painful.
I think Gabe Kapler would be a good TV analyst for a baseball network.
Watching A-Rod... Who's the other guy that I just can't listen to? Collins, the ex-Sixers coach.
Doug Collins?
Collins. I can't listen to him either. It's that.
Well, it doesn't bother me that much.
I'm the smartest dude in the room.
True.
I'm the smartest guy in the room.
Chris Collins
a little bit. But Doug Collins? Oh, my God. I'm the smartest guy in the room. I know you don't, so.
Let's not go off on a big tangent, but... To bring that up, and I don't like him, but Tony Romo was still the best color guy in football and one of the best color guys. I don't want to talk about. But Troy Aikman last week with the Green Bay Packers and Dallas Cowboys, he was almost crying on the screen.
Troy's been a little edgy lately.
He's been edgy. I think he's got to go.
He's been a little edgy lately.
He was crying that they lost that game.
But anyway, John Middleton could have just came out and go, listen.
He's gone.
It just didn't work out.
If he wants to collect unemployment, he can. Right. I'm not going to dispute that.
Right. To me, all he had to say was, listen, it didn't work out with Gabe. Right. We thought.
Has nothing to do about like any sexual chicks or anything. Nothing to do with that. Right. We just fired him because he can't manage.
Right. Because, listen, didn't get the
result. He's got a clock and he doesn't know how to tell time.
We didn't get the result we wanted.
You know that chain? He had a watch in his pocket and he brought it out and he looked at it twice a day because it wasn't moving.
It sounded like a really rich guy going, my toy, my ball. And you know what was strangest? Did you sit up there and watch him, though? It was almost McPhail and Klentak was like two disgraced sons.
Pretty much.
Right? And the father...
One's going to rehab.
Right.
The other one just got out of rehab and he ain't ever going to be able to recover.
The father trying to explain, right?
McPhail. You got a name like McPhail. Oh, my goodness. It's not like McSuccess. It's McPhail.
So you kind of sat there and listened to these guys and you kind of go, what happened? Like, how did this happen, right? And again, I couldn't find myself sitting there. I listened to parts and pieces of it. It just was painful.
That's why you need cheerleaders in baseball. They could have had cheerleaders during that press conference.
Listen,
go, Phillies, go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because that's all you can get out of that. That would have been.
As soon as we figure out how to get a budget here, we're going to have cheerleaders on Sunday games.
Okay, I might come over.
It's all about cheerleaders.
I am
guys.
About cheerleaders. I think that they're very important to sports.
Or the world, according to Ed.
Well, it's my world. You guys just live in it. In case you haven't figured that out. But, so let's not go into horse racing.
Yeah, let's not.
Let's not. Ben Simmons hit a three-pointer since the last time I talked to you.
I don't really want to talk about that.
He shot it off that pizza pie pan.
But he looked good.
Yeah, whatever. He shot it. Like, he held it up. He had like a pizza and he shot it.
No.
And it went in.
No. He did not do the pizza thing.
Oh, come on.
He actually had good form. Nice
follow
through.
This is a spot for Big Caesars.
It actually was.
And if you really want to give us we'll call you your right by your right name.
It was actually a good-looking shot. He had good form.
And it went in.
We talked about the Sixers a little bit off the air, right? I'm very excited about the Sixers team. I think they're in for big things. But I think it's going to be frustrating at times to watch this team during the season. Because you know that's a new thing now. Kawhi and LeBron has established, especially Kawhi. This is a new NBA now. It's the maintenance period or whatever what they want to call it. So you're going to see a lot of the season where Embiid is out of the lineup. And Horford's going to be out. There are going to be some games that they play together. But I think for the most part, I think at least a third or half of the season, they're not going to be playing together. And I think it's going to be at times very frustrating to watch because this is a team built for the playoffs. I mean, they're looking to the bigger picture. And I'm very excited about this team. Obviously, there are stuff that they need to address. Who's going to shoot? I don't have all of that. I'm just telling you, this team.
And I know
one. And 1 to 12 or 1 to 15, it's about as talented a team.
Now, let me ask you this question. I think I know you pretty good.
Right.
What's your biggest question on this team? Let me give you the answer. The coach.
It's always been. You know, okay. I'm not the biggest Brett Brown.
I know. You don't like the coach.
But I gave him credit where credit
I thought
was
he was
due.
Terrible at the end. We lost that last playoff game. We called two timeouts.
Yes.
And we didn't get two shots off on two timeout
But you know there's some silly rule in the NBA that by the two-minute mark or something, if you don't use the timeout, you lose them.
Yeah, I know that. But we didn't get shots off.
Yeah, but
hopefully that changes
I agree with
this
you.
Year.
And yeah. to me is...
I know you don't like
him. I'm not a big Brett Brown fan, but I thought he made some adjustments in the playoff against Toronto last year.
Right.
You know what I mean? Everybody loved themselves from Jimmy Butler, right? Well, Kawhi ate him up for lunch. I mean, dominated him. So I thought it was a good adjustment that he all of a sudden put Ben on him, right? And then the other kid in Toronto, Sanukum?
He was very good.
Siakam.
Siakam,
yeah.
And then
awesome.
Once they put Embiid on him,
that series.
Right? They put Embiid on him. He shut him down.
Yeah.
Those adjustments was pretty, to me, that was the first time I've ever seen. Again, we all play pickup basketball, but we don't understand it from the coaching standpoint that way, that in depth. But it was pretty cool to see those adjustments made. I thought that was good. I mean, to me, it was the first sign of life. And I still think the problem he has is, we talk about, I think he babies them a little too much.
Okay.
again, as a coach, there's a certain amount of discipline that has to be put in.
All right, we got plenty of time to talk about the Sixers for the rest of the year. The Flyers, they won they're 2-1. Let's skip right past that.
2-0-1.
Yeah, that's a loss in my opinion. That's a loss in my opinion. But let's skip forward real quick if we could this week. Temple beat Memphis, and Temple was in the top 25.
Yes.
And they deserve to be there. They lost to Buffalo. That was a kind of a brain fart kind of game.
No.
I've seen Temple play football.
It's the reality.
That's a nice football team.
It's the scheduling, too.
And you got Buffalo, who actually gave
Buffalo in Buffalo. They're a decent team. Buffalo's not as bad as you guys.
No, they gave Penn State a run. But I'm just saying, I've seen three Temple games so far, and Temple's got a nice football team. They got a bunch of linebackers who run around. Their offensive line is solid. They got some nice skill position players. The quarterback is solid, got a whip of an arm, and they got Isaiah Wright, who's going to be probably a second or a third round pick in the NFL. They've got a nice football team.
You're that high on him, huh?
Yeah, I like him. Very athletic. And the kicker, Will Mobley, who's been chastised, he hit a bunch of field goals this weekend. And also, Notre Dame beat USC, which was a nice game. And how was your crowd with Penn State on Saturday night? That was a very big win for Penn State.
It was a late coming in crowd. I mean, business-wise, Saturday, it kind of worked out perfect for us.
And this is a Penn State bar.
Because we had a private function for the most part. Half the restaurant was taken up by a private function on Saturday. And we were worried about that because the Penn State game starts at 7:30. And our private function wasn't supposed to leave until 8 o'clock. But it was a really late coming in crowd. So they started coming in closer to 8:15. And by that time, as we were finishing up this party, it was good. It worked out for us really well. And we had a really good Penn State crowd.
So that was a good win.
We had
for
a good
that.
Week. We had business wise. We had a good weekend.
Yeah, I didn't get to see a lot of that game, but I did see that was who's number 54 in Penn State.
I don't know, but I tell you,
apparently they kept focusing on him on the TV at the end of the game, and I didn't see what happened because I was going back from Notre Dame to the baseball game with the Twins.
Oh, it's about the hair.
Astros.
Yeah, it was about the hair and
the redheaded kid. He had a short. Proper red hair. 54 must have made a football play.
Again, I don't follow Penn State enough to tell you that I think.
This is your drawing for Penn State,
yeah, but,
Holmes.
But that quarterback, that quarterback throws flat-footed a lot. He stands.
Oh, I like him. I'll tell you, I like the Notre Dame quarterback, Ian Book. He reminds me of like McSorley. He runs, he's a little bigger, and he's got a whip.
Notre Dame's not very good.
No, they're good.
They're not very good.
All right. The hell with you then. All right. So, Joe, what are we wrapping this up here?
We're going to do our – listen, guys.
All right, we got to do our picks.
I apologize.
Forgot your picks?
I think I forgot what I picked last week.
Well,
and I
should have forgotten.
I probably
mine.
Accidentally forgot it because I think I probably stinked up the joint.
I know I had the Eagles. They lost. And I know I had
But I'm going to write mine down this week, and I'm going to save it, right? So let's go through – you can have your three picks.
Well, I don't even know the games this week, so all I know is that the Eagles will beat the Cowboys. I'm taking that first.
Outright?
Outright. Eagles beat the Cowboys.
Now, I hate to use this term, but is this a must-win game? I don't think
it's a must-win game.
It's
close.
It's not even close.
They're
3-3 at this point. Let's not.
They lose to Buffalo. They're 4-6.
No, you don't lose to Buffalo. So, Joe, you're skipping ahead. Let's just play the Cowboys. Even if we don't beat them. We're going to beat them.
But do you want to stumble into the playoffs at 9-7?
Or I don't
do
you care
want to,
how you get
well,
in.
Do you want to get a third seed? Or, you this know, is it, not, it matters.
No. Let's not
Super Bowl
the
teams
end.
Are Listen, usually in the top two
Joe,
seeds.
If you win your division, you will automatically get a top three seed. Mike is sending you guys another round of Jameson. So before we sign off here, we're talking to Conshohocken Brewery now.
Okay.
About just the off stuff. We like to get somebody as... That's part of Conshohocken Brewery to be a guest one of these days on our podcast. But I kind of don't want to throw his name out there at this point. But, you know, there are a couple of things we're talking to. As you guys already know, we talked to Jameson a little bit. We're going to talk to Conshohocken Brewery.
That's good. That's good.
So that's where we are. So I don't want to go too far into that.
All right, so let's get back to our picks. I go Eagles. I go Notre Dame or whoever the hell they're playing.
I thought we're not doing college, okay? You can
let me just throw Notre Dame in there because I don't know anything else.
And don't pick a Monday night game because you did that this time and now we don't know who won.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a good idea. Next week, I will take the Jets.
No matter who they're playing,
I don't care.
I'm going in my picks.
Probably New England.
Are going to be the Colts at home, minus the 1.5. They're coming off a bye. Houston just beat KC. So I think
they'll come off.
I think they're going to come down a little bit. So I'm going with the Colts.
That's a good pick.
Right? I'm going with the Colts there. If you believe it or not, I'm going to pick the Bengals.
Really?
So Cincinnati plus the 3.5 at home.
Are they 0-6?
They're 0-6 forever. I'll make that comment, but my last pick, it's going to be the Bear minus the 3 coming off a bye.
All right, so I got the Eagles, Notre Dame, and the Jets, and you got the Bears.
The Lions and Tigers and Bears. Ed. I got the horse, the Tigers and Bears.
Now, Ed.
Close enough.
You picked the Eagles plus 3. You picked Notre Dame. Notre Dame doesn't play next week.
Oh, they don't?
You want to take Temple plus 7-5 at SMU?
I'll take Temple.
You can't lose if you don't play. That's a good one. I like that. See,
mom didn't raise a dummy.
All right, so you want Temple plus 7-5 at SMU?
Yeah, absolutely.
And the Jets are playing Monday night in New England plus 10.
So we can watch that game. I'm taking the Jets.
All right. We'll probably have a pretty good idea if you're going to cover or not.
I think Tom Brady's going to get a virus or something. I don't know.
So that pretty much, we spent a lot more time on the Eagles than I thought.
Well, because that's where it's at.
Right? I promise you guys, at some point we're gonna get to the Flyers and we're going to get to the Sixers.
Once they start playing real games.
Well, the Flyers are 3 games into the season. But again, we'll get to it on another episode. That's where we are pretty much this week. The boys just got their shots of Jameson.
Yep.
Before we do our joke.
And
before we Jameson do our joke.
And they're going to take their shots of Jameson before Ed wraps it up with his
weekly joke to make you giggle.
His weekly jokes to...
Before he tells this week's joke, Bo, you ran out of the room trying to take a piss. Do you want to comment on last week's joke?
Joe, because you were trying to explain a joke. That's the dumbest thing you can do in the world to a joke.
Because you waited 10 seconds and you didn't say anything.
Because you made his joke bad. You can't explain a joke. Tell him that. You can't explain a joke.
But you're ready to run out of the room.
Listen.
All right, so I'm going to leave you with a joke and don't explain it, Joe. Right. Here's the joke. Jack and Jill went up the hill. They each had a quarter. Jill came down with 50 cents.
You think they went out for water?
I don't think so.
You know who you just sound like? Andrew Dice Clay. That's one for you.
Hickory Dickory Dock.
So anyway, guys, thank you again. Again, guys, as a reminder, we are at Barley. We're in the back room. We're recording. This is Monday night. Welcome. Come down, guys. Come down for one of our recordings. Sit in. As a promise, as always, if you guys down here, we'll get you a shot of Jameson. And if we can work something out with this beer company, we'll get you guys get a beer.
All right. Sounds good.
But other than that, we will see you guys next week, God willing. And other than that, have a good night, guys. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Peace and out.